Jays did not play today doesn't mean there's not relevant stuff going on. Buck Martinez here on Primetime Sports. Hello, Buck.
Good evening, boys. How are you today?
Very good, very good. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Buck. I've come to the conclusion, you've seen more spring trainings, obviously, than I have, but I've come to the conclusion spring training is 2 weeks too long. Am I wrong?
Oh, absolutely.
You ready to go?
You know, I can remember when I first started going to spring training with the Royals. I think we played maybe 15, 18 games, and that was it. You came down ready for game action. You got in a few games. You drop the puck, and let's go get them. And I think you're right. I think this time of the year, guys are ramping it up pretty good. They're all about ready to go, and they're chomping at the bit, getting ready to start the regular season.
See, I mean, in the NFL, you know, it's clear why ownership would want four preseason games. Like, you understand it.
Right.
What's the argument from ownership or players against shortening this, Buck? Like, go ahead.
I think some of the clubs can recoup some of their expenses in spring training. If you notice, look at the attendance in Arizona with the newer ballparks, and they're getting 11, 12, 13, 14,000 people a game. So they can recoup some of their expenses in spring training. And you know what? It does have a purpose. I mean, the whole thing of spring training and the length of spring training, especially in this day and age, is to get the pitchers ready because you got to get them stretched out, and it's a slow process. It takes 6 weeks to get them ready the way they're going about it. And, you know, they have the pitch count. You start out at 35, you go to 45, you graduate up. And I saw where Tim Hudson threw 100 pitches yesterday, and I stood up and cheered. He threw 100 pitches. He said, I needed to get my work in. I told Bochy I want to go back out there, and he threw 100 pitches in spring training. I think that's tremendous. That's how you get ready for a season.
Yeah, it was interesting. I saw Verlander. He tried to go four in his first start back, but I wonder if those are seasoned arms that know what's going on, whereas, you know, some of the Blue Jays that we're looking at right now, is there differing ideas as to how to get them ready?
I don't think so. No? I think guys like Verlander and Tim Hudson have been around so long, they understand that, you know, they have to get to a fatigue point in spring training. Then you have a little bit of a dead arm period, and then your arm bounces back, and hopefully by the first start in the spring, you're ready to go 8-9 innings. Who knows? You might have your best stuff of the season in that first game, and you say, well, gee, you know, I don't have my pitch count up to a point where I can pitch past 6 innings. I think that's a real, real disservice to yourself as a pitcher and to the team. You should be ready to go out there and throw 9 innings on opening day. Just if you happen to have your great stuff, run it out there for 9 innings and put a W in the win column and get your season off to a great start.
Buck Martinez here on Primetime Sports. Buck, the more I think about last year, and the more I hear from some of the guys this spring, specifically R.A. Dickey, did we put enough stock in the argument that the World Baseball Classic just messed up a lot of guys' routines last year, or is that overblown?
I think it's a little bit overblown. I think you can get yourself ready. I mean, you know, I was the manager of Team USA, the first one in 2006, and we kind of encouraged the guys, listen, this is not going to be anything like you've ever experienced before, so come into your own camp pretty much ready to go. And we have so little time to get ready once the teams are united with their respective country teams. It's difficult to get them up to speed in your own camp, whether it's Team Canada, Team USA, Team Japan. You've got to be ready before you get to those teams to get to a point where you can compete. I think more than anything, I think the fact that they had so many players in their first spring training with the Blue Jays, that was more of a problem than the WBC itself.
Buck Martinez joining us here, the voice of the Toronto Blue Jays on Primetime Sports. A lot of people are combing over this rotation, and from what the media is reporting, we kind of have 3 out of the 5, and we have positions. If you were to make your best guess as the issues come down, R.A. Dickey, blank, Mark Burley, blank, Brendan Morrow, who's in your blanks in those spots?
Okay. R.A. Dickey, Drew Hutchison, Mark Burley, Aaron Sanchez.
Ooh.
Woo! And then Brendan Morrow.
Oh! My next question, wow, I had written down was Aaron Sanchez is showing some glimpse.
Oh, Buck just dropped the mic on us and walked off.
That's a 21-year-old, if I'm not mistaken, that you threw in there?
I tell you what, he's got the best stuff in camp.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
No question about it. It's not even close.
Wow. Is this something?
First pitch he threw the other day was 98.
Is he ready for this?
You know what? This is the kind of guy, you look in his eye. The other day he had the bases loaded and nobody out. Pete Walker goes to the mound. And Aaron looked him right in the eye. Pete says, "You okay?" He said, "I got this." Then he gets Nolan Rimmel to hit a 1-2-3 double play. Weak grounder, broke his bat. And then he gets Ryan Flaherty on a weak tapper back to the mound. Bases loaded, nobody out. No runs scored. He was never in a jam. This is a kid that's going to get better the more he's challenged. He's got all the weapons. He's got the composure. My goodness, when he walks onto the field, the first time I saw him this spring, I didn't even know who he was. I didn't even know the number. I saw him from 100 feet, and I said, that's Aaron Sanchez. He walks onto the mound, onto the field with a presence. You know what? There's so many people in this game today that think baseball is a science, when in fact baseball on the field is an art form, and people on the field understand when somebody's got it, and this guy's got it. Marcus Stroman might have it too.
Buck, I know what you're saying. You look at a guy from like 200 yards away. Like people do that with me. They see, you know, a beer belly, no jaw, and a lot
that's
of gelatinous hair.
Good on St. Patrick's Day. It's great.
Well, I tend to blend in more, Buck. Yeah, you cut to the core, man. I hear you. Buck Martinez from spring training here on Tim and Sid. Finally, Buck, how ready are you for the season? I'm ready for that for March 31st, Tampa, 4 o'clock Eastern. Tim and I go off the air, and you are on.
You know what? I'm just looking at the matchups. I'm looking at Bautista's numbers. Bautista's hit more home runs against David Price than any other batter in baseball. He got 5 home runs against David Price and 11 RBIs, also the highest total. So I'm thinking Bautista's going to go off against David Price, and the Blue Jays are going to win their first game.
Buck, it's always great catching up with you. Makes us feel like this minus 13 that we woke up to today may be on its way out, and spring is coming. So appreciate
it won't be long.
A little bit of warmth from Mr. Martinez.
It won't be long, that's for sure, boys.